I want us today to carry on from last Sunday to continue the theme. We spoke last Sunday morning about the problem of evil. The problem of evil. So you could say this is part two of the message today. So let's bow please in prayer before we go any further. Let's pray. Our gracious God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you today for our Savior, the one who one day will reign as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and to him every knee shall bow. We thank you that his government will be a perfect government. Lord, he will be the greatest ruler ever to have ruled upon this earth. Thank you, Lord, this earth belongs to him, and that one day the Savior will return to claim his property. We do pray that you'll bless us now, Lord, as we gather around your word for a short time at the end of the meeting. We pray that the Holy Spirit will help us in our weakness. And I pray, Lord, that the Savior will come and comfort those who are brokenhearted. Lord, that he would pour in the oil of joy for mourning. That he would give to your people the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, come, Lord. Give beauty for ashes today, we pray, and help us as we gather around the holy word of God. May Christ be glorified, for it's in his name we ask it. Amen. Amen. I suppose you could give a title to this morning's message, Why Pie? Or to put it another way, have some why pie? You say, well, dear, dear, what has happened to the minister? Has he gone stark, raving mad? Well, let me explain. There are many people in our world who blame God for things. And they ask, why? Why did you let that happen? Why does God let that happen? Wonder today in the service, do you blame God for your life? Do you blame God for things that have happened? Do you blame God for the evil in the world today? Well, friend, if you are resentful toward God in your heart of hearts, I want to say lovingly and graciously today, you need to eat some why pie. I'll explain what I mean later in the message. So we're coming to the problem of evil, the problem of evil. Some people say, why is there evil in the world? For example, why is there a shooting in Denmark yesterday? Why is there Ebola in the world, this terrible disease that has claimed over 9,000 lives? Why is there this evil in the world? Why is there this suffering? There are others who ask the question, why is there evil in Nigeria whenever thousands of Christians are murdered? You know, since over the last 5 years, there have been 16,000 Christians murdered in Nigeria. You think about that. In the last 5 years, 16,000 Christians murdered in the land of Nigeria. How many times did you hear about it on the BBC News? Then there's, was it 10 or 12 murdered in that printing company in Paris a few weeks back, and it was over the whole world. Every news channel in the world had it splashed over their screens. Now, I'm not saying today that they shouldn't have done it. Of course they should have. It was a terrible crime. But what about the believers who are being murdered every day? Christians who are being murdered day in, day out. Oh, sorry, that's not politically correct. That's the reason why it's not mentioned, isn't it? People ask the question, why are there events like Chernobyl? Remember all those years ago, that accident at the nuclear reactor and the fallout from it, and many, many children and adults contracted cancer, became ill with cancer, and many died. Why is there evil like this in the world? Why? There are people perhaps today in this service and you're saying, why are there diseases and sicknesses in the world? Why is there cancer in the world? It's very sad. It's a tragedy to hear of anyone having cancer. Why? Maybe you say today, well, why did the troubles happen this last 40, 45 years in our country? Why all this murder and mayhem at the hands of terrorists? So the question that people ask today, and it's a question that the church needs to answer, why is there evil? I want to try to answer that question today with God's help. And I want to answer it by asking some questions. The first question I want to ask today is, why do bad things happen to good people? Have you ever heard that question asked? Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, you know what the answer is? That only happened once, and he volunteered. It only happened once, and he volunteered. Do you know what you call him? What his name is? Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible tells us that there is none good but one, that is God. I know that we talk about people being good people, but that's by human standards. That's according to our standards. But according to God's standards, there's not one good person in this world. Not me, not you, not anyone. There is one good, and that is God. The only person who ever walked upon this earth who was truly good was the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, as far as we're concerned, anything short of hell is mercy. I want you to get that today. And I'm speaking to myself as much as to you. Anything short of hell for me and for you is mercy. You see, mercy is not getting the punishment you deserve. Now, what do we deserve? Let's try to answer that question today. Let me ask you that question. What do you deserve today? What do I deserve? Well, I've no problem answering that question. I deserve hell. How do you answer that question? As far as God is concerned, every one of us, because of our sin, because of our rebellion, because of the sins of commission, things we have done wrong that we shouldn't have done, sins of omission, the things we have failed to do that we should have done, because of all these things, we deserve the judgment of God. We deserve the wrath of God. That's what we deserve. And anything short of that is mercy. Every one of us deserve to be separated from God. We certainly don't deserve to be with the Lord forever in heaven. You see, what I'm really trying to get at today is that every one of us are evil. This preacher included. We hear much talk today about evil. And we hear our leaders speaking about evil and such a thing is evil. And you know, the reality is that those leaders probably never read the Bible. And yet they talk about evil. Well, tell me this, where did people's idea of evil come from? Where did people's idea of good come from? If you forget about this book, you don't have any standards. You don't have any moral compass. It comes, of course, from the Word of God. But people today talk about evil and they forget that they are evil. You don't believe me? Listen to what it says in Genesis chapter 6. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Matthew chapter 7, the gracious, merciful, forgiving Son of God, the one who was full of love and compassion for outcasts. What did he say? Matthew 7, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him. Evil. Why is there evil in the world? I'll tell you one reason. Because you and I are in the world. That's one reason why there's evil in the world. Yes, I am to blame. I must eat some whey pie. Now this is humbling. It's not easy to eat this whey pie and to say, well, Lord, why is there evil in the world? Lord, I've got to admit that I'm partly responsible. It's partly my fault because of my sin, because of the evil that is within me and because of the evil that I have been guilty of in my life. Lord, I am going to humble myself and I'm going to eat some whey pie today. You see, the tragedy is in our world that there are a lot of people who just do this. Lord, you have some evil, you have some whey pie. In fact, Lord, you have the whole pie. Because, Lord, you're to blame for everything. Why is there evil, Lord? It's all because of you. Remember that man, Stephen Fry, that we referred to last week? He went on a rant against God and he ranted and raved about this maniac God, this, as he called, stupid God who had allowed all these things to happen, the evil. Stephen Fry needs to eat some whey pie today. He's partly to blame. I don't know whether you've ever heard of G.K. Chesterton. He was a journalist, an author. He often wrote on Christian topics and apologetics, as they're called. But there's one day that he was reading the newspaper and he saw a column, a letter in the newspaper, and someone had wrote into the paper and asked the question, why is all this trouble in the world? What is wrong with the world? G.K. Chesterton, he wrote to the newspaper a very short letter in reply. Do you know what he said? Dear sir, I am, signed G.K. Chesterton. I am. What is wrong with the world? I am. You are. We're all at fault in this matter. So not one of us today can say to God, Lord, here's the why pie, it's all for you. Why, you're to blame, it's all your fault. See, Adam and Eve got into the blame game. Someone said that Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the serpent and the serpent hadn't a leg to stand on. But that's what happened. The blame game took place in the Garden of Eden. And really, you see, what Adam was saying was, Lord, this is, sorry about this, Lord, but really, you're the one to blame for all of this. Because, Lord, you gave me the woman. It's your fault, Lord. Here, Lord, have some whey pie. Oh, how sad that people today blame God. Why is it that people are so quick to blame God for the bad things that happen in the world and they're so slow to thank God for the good things that happen? Do you ever think about that? Why is it that people are lightning quick to blame God for the evil in the world, but whenever God blesses them with so many things day by day, there's not one word of thanks? You see, I want to stand here at the end of the service today and ask God why. I do. Why have you given me the health to be here today? Lord, why have you allowed me to be born in a country where the gospel is freely preached and there's churches on every street corner? Lord, I want to ask you this morning, why have you given me breath in my body? I want to ask you, Lord, why have you given me a comfortable home to live in? Why have you given me a loving family and friends who care for me? Lord, why have you given me money in my pocket? Lord, why have you given me a car to drive, clothes to wear? Why have you given me a hospital to go to, a doctor to go to when I'm ill? Why have you given me nurses to care for me, medicines, medication to heal me? Lord, why do you let the sun shine down on me? Lord, why do you let the raindrops fall on my face? I remember hearing a story of a lady who had survived cancer. And you know what she said one day? She said, I was just so thankful to be able to walk outside my front door and feel the raindrops on my face. Do you ever say thank you to God for the raindrops? Most of us blame God and we kind of resent, oh Lord, not more rain. She was just so glad to be able to feel the raindrops falling on her face. Lord, why have you given us fresh air to breathe each day? Ah, Lord, why have you given us a Bible to read, to find our way home? Why have you given us a church, Lord, a congregation that cares for us and ministers to us? Why? You see, those are the questions that we should be asking today. Those are the questions that people need to ask. Why has God been so good? In other words, we could say, put it like this, we've already asked the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Let me turn it around and say, why do good things happen to bad people? Have you ever thought about that? So often people say, Lord, why do bad things happen to good people? No, turn it over, flip the coin over. Why do good things happen to bad people? In other words, why do good things happen to this preacher? Why do good things happen to you in the pew today? Because we have already established that we are evil, or to use the simple word that the little children use, we're bad. And we deserve nothing from the hand of God. You know, there's a hymn. Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Maybe sometime we'll sing that hymn in the church, I don't know. But there's a message behind it. There's a lot of truth in that song. Why has God given us a free will to be able to choose how we live our lives? God could have made us as robots. But he gave us a free will. We can choose. We can choose to love him. And that's what he wants. No, we're not worthy of the good things that happen to us. Jacob, in Genesis 32, he cried out, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. Can I ask another couple of why questions as we finish today? Question number one, why have you not received Christ? Why? Second question to those who are saved, why have you not surrendered to the Lord? You're saved. But the Lord doesn't have control of every area of your life. You're holding back parts of your life, and as far as you're concerned, Lord, sorry, no entrance. Why are you not surrendering to the one who did so much for you? Why do good things happen to bad people? I suppose really to sum it all up, what I'm trying to say is today, we all need to eat some humble pie, or to use the phrase I used earlier, some why pie. Yeah, we all need to have some today. We all need, this world needs to stop blaming God. I will tell you today who we should blame. I've already said we should blame ourselves. But let me finish today by saying we should blame Satan. You see, we have read Revelation chapter 12. And you know what it tells us there? Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. You know why? Because the devil has come down unto you. Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Why is all this evil and suffering in the world today? I will tell you why. Because the devil knows that he has but a short time. Why is there such mayhem on planet Earth today? The blame must be laid fair and square at the devil's door. He is to blame. The problem of evil? We need to realize that we are evil. And we need to eat some why pie.